Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, with the Oscars dropping this Sunday, how many of the nominated films for Best Feature have you guys seen?
I don't think I've seen any. That's usually how it goes.
Especially in theaters.
For me, yeah.
I don't even know what films
are
nominated.
I don't either. I was waiting for you to tell me.
Nope. I can't because I have no idea.
Oh, no. You, Josh, nothing?
Nothing.
No idea. Ugh. I didn't even know the Oscars were on this Sunday.
Same.
Survey says only about half of us went to a movie theater last year, which is actually down. I mean, that number seems big, but it's way down. About 9 billion worth of tickets were sold last year compared to like the 2010s, which we were at about 16 billion.
Ugh.
So people really aren't going to the movies anymore. And if you are, you're aged 18 to 29. That's the biggest demographic.
Yeah.
About 67% of younger adults wander into a movie theater, mostly because you're probably just buying a ticket for yourself and you're enjoying a movie.
Yeah.
Like the new Mario Brothers movie is coming out and I would love to take my daughter for her birthday. We like to go to the movies for the kids' birthdays. It's easily over $100 for four of us.
I know.
To go to a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many months of Netflix is that for me?
Yeah.
You know? Or wait a month or two and you can download it right at your house for like $14.
Well, you're
if you
right.
wanted to rent it, you
and
know?
Honestly, movie theaters are doing that thing now where you buy like the yearly subscription or whatever, and then you get to go to as many movies as you want, or like so many a month. And I think you're right; the younger demographics, that makes sense for them because they have time to go to all
it's
the movies
time,
they want.
A little more affordable,
yes,
for
but
one ticket
for you. If you're only going to one or two movies a year, it's not
yeah.
worth it for you to do the subscription base.
No, it's not.
Know?
It's definitely not. And I like the convenience of parking it on my couch and pausing
yeah.
it if I have to. Urinate.
Yeah.
And, you know, get my own snacks.
Yes. And if you just take a look around in this room, one of us goes to the movies regularly and it's the guy who's 30.
Yeah, exactly. You're buying one, maybe two tickets yeah. for that special someone who you're currently with.
Yeah.
And boom, easy peasy.
I love it.
But,
it's so much fun.
I know for sure I'm going to be at the He-Man movie, but I've already told Nicole that I'm going to be there probably by myself. I was like, I want to go alone. I want to sit in the middle with a great seat. I can soak it all up and I know I'm going to cry. And I don't need the family there watching.
Oh,
cry,
I will cry. In that theater,
I will cry during that movie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm a dork. Okay, so Kelly Clarkson, for some reason, was doing some sort of interview about her days on American Idol, and she's trying to get everybody to feel bad for her. I guess she never got the $1 million.
What?
Or a car. Here, listen to her.
And they were like, oh, you win $1 million or whatever. Da, da, da. No, you didn't. They lied.
Wait,
you did
what?
Not.
What'd
no,
you get?
It was like $1 million worth of
Mugs.
Investment in you. And then they said you get a car, and I needed it because my car was bashed in and I couldn't afford the deductible. No, I did not get a car. And then Clay Aiken, who didn't win the second season, got a car and his mom.
Well, Clay Aiken is much better than that.
No, come on. Kelly Clarkson is like America's sweetheart. And
I'm not going to feel bad for her.
She's just
do a quick Google search, Kelly Clarkson's
net worth. I'm sure
she's
fine, but in the beginning, like I remember that season of American Idol, the very first one. I remember watching it every week, waiting to see. I mean, when it was Kelly.
Almost 50 million.
Yeah, Kelly and Justin. Like I was hoping so bad Kelly was going to win, and she did, and everyone was so excited. And to hear that she did not get $1 million. That makes me upset for her. I know eventually
albums,
she was able
long running
to,
daytime
but
talk
again,
show.
She put all that
Coach
work
on the
in.
Voice.
She put all that work in. She should be paid
because
for
she
that.
Had $1 million investment in her career in
yeah,
the beginning.
But
so.
Still, like for them to position it as she won $1 million, like
yeah.
I get why she's coming out and saying that they
got
to
read that fine print in the contract.
Yeah.
Fine
but
print.
You can feel a little bad for Kelly Clarkson.
Not one single
no.
bit do I feel bad
fine
for Kelly
for you
Clarkson.
To feel a little bad.
Not one single bit.
But He-Man makes you cry. Okay.
He does. Oh, I'm so excited for that
so
movie.
Weird.
I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. So Katy Perry has come up short in a legal battle. The actual singer, Katy Perry, because
mm-hmm.
she was suing some lady named Katy Perry. She's got a clothing line in Australia. Katy Perry Designs. And I guess Katy Perry, the singer, sent her a cease and desist letter back in 2009. So she's been battling this woman for, what is that, 15 years, something like that?
Yeah.
Just about.
Over her clothing line named Katy Perry. Now, the clothing line, Katy, won the legal battle. So
is
she
it
can
her real
continue.
Name?
Yes, she can
okay.
continue to sell the brand Katy Perry clothing. She says, I'm really excited. This is life's going to go on so great without this hanging over my head. It was just a lot of heaviness, a lot of fear, and a lot of limbo. And I'm on her side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you got the same name, but she's out there working hard and she's got her own brand. And don't be coming at somebody.
I don't know whose side I'm on. I'm so confused.
She spells
with
it different.
It's different. It's like you. It's a K-A-T-Y versus K-A-T-I-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
But whatever, it's still Katy Perry. When you say it, you don't know the spelling.
Yeah.
This is very similar to a story I was reading the other day that I got kind of irritated because this young girl was helping her family through an illness, I want to say. But anyway, she developed Spice Girls seasoning. S-P-Y.
Yeah.
Spice Girls seasoning, and they came after her and made her shut down her little seasoning company. I was like, really?
I mean, and they haven't been relevant for years, so
years.
It's like you just get that name forever, even after you're, you
I
know.
Guess.
Huh.
I don't know, but then again, I'm not in a band named Spice Girls. I might be pissed as well.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. We're only looking at it from one side.
Yeah. Let me give you one more thing. The hot new trend in yoga is snake yoga. It's a reptile shop called Hiss.
Oh.
It's in Portland, Oregon. An instructor leads the class while the staff carefully handle the reptiles.
Oh, there's actual snakes.
Pythons, boa constrictors. Cute, right?
No. 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 And again, I know there's snake lovers out there who are like, oh, they're so docile and nice and stuff.
False.
I could not calm myself down enough to get zen if snakes were just crawling all over me. Ooh.
I got that story about keeping your marriage alive, but I'm going to save it for later.
Okay.
What's going on, sports?
Oh, well, a British man made quite the nutty attempt the other day to raise awareness for men's mental health.
Yeah?
I really like this. John Stevenson, he is a British kickboxer, and he pulled a 4,500-pound sports car, Katie, 150 feet, with his testicles.
No, he didn't.
He did this to raise awareness for men's mental health.
Doesn't that
and
hurt?
And he said that, that hurts.
Well, I don't know.
A 4,500-pound sports car. And he said that when he finished, his plums were purple and swollen, but everything is firing on all cylinders.
All right. Plums. That's a man.
What in heaven's name makes any man want to attempt this?
I know.
This bragging would rights. Never even cross. Bragging
yeah,
rights.
You guys are silly. You'll do anything to say this one time.
Not
I'm always hooking up stuff
sports
to my
car.
Gym.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
this
does not
new.
Surprise me. I'm not even shocked.
Or pull the
by
shopping
that.
Cart around Target.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you can't go back to Target anymore.
Right.
We know.
I have never in my wildest dreams wanted to try something like that.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
have a couple shots.
However, he's being talked about right now, and men's mental health is incredibly important. So
yeah.
I guess in a very odd way, he did bring it to light, but...
Raising awareness.
You know what? Good for
there
John.
You go.
Many ways.
Good for John.
Heck yeah. Okay. Well, hey, prostitution's still illegal in Colorado. You want to move on to that?
That's a fun
there
segue.
Was that bill that was being presented to make it, you know, allow it like they do in Nevada and Maine, but lack of support is why that bill's not going to move further. Hmm. It does not surprise me, right?
Yeah, that's good.
When that thing was floating around, I was like, really? Here in Colorado, people are going to let that happen? But no, it has been denied.
Good.
So, yeah, a lot of people are happy about that. El Paso County has had to come out and say, listen, we do not have an application for a Buc-ee's right now. Man, down in the Colorado Springs area, they are not having the beaver. They're like, no, thank you. They would have to tell you if they were going to have a Buc-ee's come to the area. So that's what they're saying. El Paso County had to come out and make a statement. And they're like, no, nobody's come in there. They're actually, what it is the people in the area think that another company, Vertex Consulting Services, bought this land for Buc-ee's and they're trying to keep it on the sly, right? Because they're trying to move the property line in this certain area. Well, El Paso County had to come out and say, no, it has nothing to do with the Buc-ee's because people are coming to El Paso County and being like, hey, if the beaver's coming to town, you have to tell us, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why they had to issue this statement. But it is nuts because, like, for us, at least, like, the, you know, Denver metro area, we were so excited that Buc-ee's was going in up north. Like, when it opened, I mean, it still is crazy lines to get into that place. So the fact that down south, they're like, no, we don't want one. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's in a beautiful area, though.
I
don't think I wouldn't want a big giant gas
but
station.
It's not even just
the
there.
Woods and the deer.
They have there's an In-N-Out right there. Like,
I know. Enough's
you know,
enough. You got to cut it off before it gets too crazy.
Sure. Okay. Well, hey, Denver's airport concert. back on for this summer. So yeah, it's free live music every Sunday from August 2nd through September 6th. And they've got acts like Dotsero, Hot Lunch Band, and Wash Park Band. They're going to be filling the concourses of DIA with their sultry
sounds. I like
sounds.
That.
So, yeah.
I love sultry sounds.
This happened last year, and it was such a big thing because you don't think of that when you're flying in and out of DIA. Oh, let's go get some live music in, right? But, yeah, they're like, well, let's try and make it unique. Let's do something different. And it was such a big thing last year that they've brought it back. DIA Airport Concerts is what they're calling at. So, yay.
You kind of hope for a delayed flight.
You do.
At least
you'll have something to do. And again, that is every Sunday from August 2nd through September 6th.
So right on,
there you
right
go.
On.
There's your Mile High Hype.